Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. We're here today with Rachel Lampa, rachellampamusic.com, here on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College studios. Rachel, thanks so much for being here today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Yes, yes, our friends here. Now, we have a story, Rachel. You and I have a story that you will not remember, but I thought it was very funny. You and I think we're in the same age bracket somewhere along the way. And so this would have been somewhere around our age of probably not driving very long at this point in our lives. Okay. I think this was at a summer jam. Okay. You remember those things when now it's just winter, but there were summer jams for a minute. I was a huge Tate Man fan.
Okay.
All right. Yep. I was kind of rock and roll guy and all that kind of stuff. And so I was at this summer jam, and I don't know how this happened. I don't remember. It's probably so that if I'm ever questioned about it, I don't have to lie. But I ended up backstage at this summer jam, and I'm talking to Tate, and you come walking right by and say to Tate, "Hold this," and you take your gum out of your mouth, put it in his hand, and just don't even check up. And he's just standing there holding your chewed gum in his hand.
That sounds right. That sounds about right. I love this. Oh my gosh, this is good.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for reminding me of this. This is good. That totally tracks. He's like a brother to me, especially back then when we were all just little punk kids just trying to get by. But yes, oh my gosh, that's crazy. Well, on those summer jam tours, that was like, you know, that was it. We were just like, we were all packed up and just on the road. Like I rarely went home. I feel like that was just, it's like, all right, you are now adopted as my brother.
And well, he did not seem surprised that happened in the least.
It makes me want to go find him right now, wherever he is, and just go hand him my gum.
Next time you see him, just do it for old time's sake, and I think that'll be lovely. Now, originally, you're a Coloradan.
Yes.
You grew up in Colorado, right? Is it a little place called Louisville, Colorado? Is that right?
That's right. We call it Louisville, but out here, and you know, it happens.
No, that's great. All right. I was going to ask you about that. Is it Louisville or Louisville? Because I'm in Mississippi and we have a place called Louisville.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I think these people that say Louisville, I think they're just making stuff up.
They're just being silly gooses. They don't need to do that. Big old S in there.
No, there's nobody that's named Lewis. We don't look at his name and say, "Oh, that's Louis, Louis over here."
Right? Yeah, it's not even Louis, right? It's Louis, Louisville.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Well, I'm glad you guys in Colorado got it right, like us in Mississippi.
We'll see
how it goes from this.
I grew up, it's like right outside of Boulder, just like the most beautiful place to grow up, and I miss it a lot. I moved away. I basically went all the way up to high school and then moved to Nashville when I was about 17, 18 officially.
Yeah.
But I had kind of been going back and forth since I was 14.
Yeah.
From here, Nashville to Louisville.
There you go. Well, I was trying to do a little reading up on Louisville, and there's not a whole lot going on in Louisville. It did look like a lovely place to live, but not a whole lot going on. So I did look up some things in Boulder. to see, well, what's some fun things I need to know about Boulder? And one of the things it was, and I think this could trickle into Louisville, Colorado there, that Boulder is considered one of the happiest places in the United States to live.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yep.
I believe it.
It's illegal. Well, I say illegal. In Boulder, you can't actually own a pet in the city limits. Did you know this?
What?
You are labeled as a pet guardian.
Whoa.
You're simply guarding this pet.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So
these are all new for me.
Don't call yourself mom.
You know, so you're, right?
So your dog. Now this one was interesting to me. There's apparently a famous pizza place in Boulder called The Sink.
Okay.
Have you been there?
Gosh, I am a failure of a Boulderite.
No, I'm just disappointed because they apparently it's a big deal. And I was like, well, now I just want to know if it's any good.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I was a kid growing up there. So, like, as like, you know, you like really discover your city, I think, when you like move out and you're like, I can go wherever I want and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, like, I was always just kind of, I was like, Applebee's and Chili's. Those were my spots.
Man, I haven't thought about that, but you're right. Because I'm thinking back, I'm like, hey guys, let's go to TGI Fridays tonight. You know, let's go do something.
And it's kind of sad.
Well, Robert Redford worked at The Sink before he became famous.
I feel like it sounds really familiar, and I feel like my little brother will know exactly what The Sink is because he was the cool kid in our family that actually did cool things, probably because we could drive him there.
But here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to reach out to Robert Redford.
Okay.
Yep. And then, we're going to meet in Boulder and the three of us are going to go to The Sink and we're just going to see if it's any good. We're going to see if it lives up to the hype. And then we'll just go from there. And then the last thing about Boulder I thought was funny. I don't think there's probably very many llamas around there, but if you do end up as a pet guardian to a llama, because you can't own it, it can't graze in public in Boulder. So
well,
I appreciate that about Boulder, to be honest. You can't have too many llamas roaming around, for honest. So, so there's your Boulder snapshot.
That's good for me to know. I feel like there's always been like a temptation for me to have a llama because of my last name. Just to like kind of, you know, add a pun to the world and to my friend group around me to just have a little more fun with my name. A lot of there's one artist out here named Matt Wirtz, and he, every time I run into him, he'll sing from across the room, and he'll sing the "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet," and I feel like I need to create a little more like just a few more ways to make fun of my name.
Brandon, it's called branding, Rachel.
Yeah, exactly.
By your bed, you fold your hands and bow your head, throwing out another prayer in faith. When you're wondering if he's hearing you, look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed. So I hit my knees because I've seen all. Looks like somebody prayed. For the child of God is far from home, the one who thinks they're too far gone. I'm throwing out another prayer in day. Worn out altars, tear-stained pews, still I won't give up on you. I believe that anything can change when somebody prays. So I hit my knees, 'cause I somebody prayed. I've seen miracles come from feeble words. I've seen hospital rooms turned into cathedrals. I've seen freedom come to the prisoner. You can't tell me that prayer don't work. So every night there by your bed, fold your hands and bow your head. Not a single word you've ever said in vain, 'cause he hears everything. So I hit my knees, 'cause I've seen all heaven move. I pray, Father, please, 'cause I looks like somebody prayed. Even though I walk through the valley, sometimes it feels like I crawl through the valley. But I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up from the ground. You give me love that don't give out, giving no conditions. You lift me up and up again now. No matter who surrounds, I let my hallelujah get loud like a freight train, sunshine open. I lift you up and up again. Ask me how I know you're gonna do it. Every time a blessing's coming to me, the devil tried to make me turn away. 'Cause even on my worst day, yeah, if I get down, you pick me up. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down.
Again, we're here with Rachel Lampa, rachellampamusic.com, here on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Well, Rachel, you alluded to this a little bit. You kind of got going there young, 14, and then you said you moved to Nashville at 17. You know, what was your journey like in those early days of, because you kind of burst on the scene in the Christian music world. What was that? Is that unfolded? How did that all unfold for you?
I feel like there's kind of two versions of this, because while I was 14, while I was in that time, it was a very different story than from what it is now. You know, from like how I remember it and how I think back on it, you know, because in the moment, when I got signed to my record deal, it was in the summer of eighth grade. And so I was, you know, I had a 14-year-old mind that was just like, when I'm, you know, I'm traveling the world, honestly, and I'm living on buses and living with Michael Tate on buses and, you know, and having, you know, these experiences that were so fast paced and so, you know, so different from the rest of my peers, that I just was like, everything just kind of felt like it was happening to me. And so there was a lot of, there's been a lot of stuff to unpack now, you know? Yeah. But in that time, I do like love to think back on how God's hand was on me, because I felt like what I did get to do was enjoy. Like, I just felt like there was a lot of joy, a lot of joking around, honestly, like a lot of fun. And I feel like God was like, I'm protecting me in that way. He was protecting me from the other side of that, where it was, you know, throwing a young girl into an adult life, you know? Yeah. I felt like God always put people, really joyful people around me. I felt like he woke up, he kept awake that spirit in me, that childlike, you know, spirit in me. And I also think that he established this thing in me with music, and specifically like that music, I think, especially in Christian music, sometimes you get this, these words spoken to you that like you have to give that gift and give it away and share it. And these are all great things, but I do think that there is a place for enjoying that gift first. Like any gift given to you, you know, you get a gift and you're like, your immediate, you know, or I guess when you give a gift to somebody, you don't want them to just go give it away. You want them to like enjoy that and like savor it and let them, you know, let that become part of them. And I think that that's something that God showed me early in life. Like, don't forget to just spend time with me in this, like sing to me, just me, you know, and sing with me, just me, and then go share it with the world. And so I think like there was a really a sense of that, growing up, which I, am just so, so grateful for. And yeah, it was wild. I mean, there's a lot of moments that I just totally cannot remember, you know, and just like a lot of touring and a lot of, you know, being in the studio and stuff like that. But I really do. I do. When I look back and I see and remember those joyful, you know, even handing Michael my gum, like those moments, I just felt like God was really, holding me in that time.
How many times can you hear the same lie before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me, swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was, now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my father's child, I make him proud. Truly loved by a God who's good when I'm not good enough. I don't belong to the there's so much noise living rent free in my head. Heaven finds me in a still small voice, and it sounds like grace instead. You remind me who I am when I look in the mirror, and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is, I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is, I am true. The truth is, I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is, I am true.
Thank you. I set my sights on shiny things that crumble into rust, that fade into the dust. I bought the lie that someday I would finally have enough, but it never is enough. So
wake me up
from this slumber that I'm in.
Take me up
to a brand new horizon.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see that what I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy.
Something money, money.
Something money can't buy.
Something money, money. Something money can't buy.
It's the peace that comes from perfect love. The wonder in the stars. The beating in my heart.
Sometimes you gotta stop and look at what you got. That's when you realize, ooh, the gift it is to be alive. Oh Lord, give me eyes to see what I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy.
Slumber that I'm in.
Take me up
to a brand new horizon.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see what I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy.